Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Do you leave Wednesday? Wednesday night. I leave Wednesday at 2.
You leave Wednesday 2?
At 2:30.
At 2:30.
Too tarty.
Where are you going?
Birmingham first.
Back to Birmingham.
Back to Birmingham.
What are you doing there?
Mary Farley's getting married. Patricia's cousin.
Mary Farley. I remember her at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I had the weirdest dream the other night.
Oh, yeah. Is this the one you called me about?
Yeah, it's just so weird. It was just the only thing that I remembered when I woke up. It's so interesting what our brains just decide that it wants to show you in your dreams.
Yeah.
Whether you're feeling it or not. It's so weird. So we were all like about to go out. You were drunk.
I was wasted?
You were wasted. And everybody was leaving. I don't know who's everybody. I just remember you. Everybody was leaving to go somewhere and you're running out, but like, I couldn't leave yet for some reason. I was like, Heath, wait for me. Don't leave yet. You're like, no, yeah, I'll be here. And then I come back out and you're gone. Like everyone's gone. And if that happened, I'd be annoyed.
Yeah.
But for some reason, my thoughts were speaking out loud. So it was, I could hear my, like how annoyed I was in like the atmosphere, or I don't know. And then I'm in a car that has a top down. But there's no like Uber driver. I just remember me being in the passenger seat.
Okay.
Someone's driving, but it's no one I know or an Uber driver. It's like, it's weird.
Okay.
It's like a nice top down car. I felt like we were back in the 70s or something. Like it felt like back in time. And I was so annoyed. And then you pop out in the back seat, like surprise, in the back seat of the car.
Whoa.
And you look like you're pissed. And I was like, dude, that's so messed up, man. You know, like you can't do that. Cause what if like I said something bad, or like, what if I was on a call?
What?
Like, that's so messed up that you did that.
That you would have been talking like, bad about me.
Yeah.
In the
what
Uber
if I
car?
Was like talking bad about you?
Right. And then that was it.
But it was the weirdest dream. Like, what did my brain process the night before?
It's strange how our brains will try to put it into like a story, or they like surprise you within the dream. Like,
just why? Yeah. Like, I want someone to put a machine on someone's brain, and I need to know why it does that.
It crazy that you can surprise yourself in a dream?
Yes.
Wait, that's actually insane. You already thought in your head about surprising yourself
and
with me in the backseat, and you're still surprised.
It's like there's a plot twist.
That's kind of crazy.
That's why, like, I think our brains need stories. It's trying to make sense of it, but it's wild how they toss in these elements of surprise and
so
twist.
You technically knew, but you didn't know.
What do you mean? I knew you're in the backseat.
Yeah, your brain.
Oh, my!
Created
my brain
this story.
Played a trick on me. Yeah,
yeah. That is really weird to think about.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
What if our brain is the enemy?
I'm just scared about like the day where we can start recording dreams, because the technology is getting close to it, where they've done brain scans of people while they're dreaming and they're visually able to see what the person
thing
is
I've
dreaming
had to, I've
of.
Had to, I've had to murder people like in my dreams.
Yeah. Like how
so
private
what,
is
am
that?
Am I going to get in trouble for that?
Your spouse is like, can I see what you dreamt about last night?
Yeah,
let's run it back.
Let's see those dreams.
Like, and don't you not die in your dreams? Like that's not...
I think you wake up right as you're like,
Yeah, there is. Yeah, people think that like, oh, if you die in your dream, you actually do die. But
oh, you're talking about like, I'm falling off a cliff and
boom,
before
I hit the ground, I wake up.
So you're not, got it.
Right.
That is so trippy to think about.
Would you want that technology though, if it was pretty accessible?
Absolutely not. Like for someone to like be able to go in my, like go in my head, like if I'm like being held down by authorities and they're like,
sorry,
we need to.
All I'm thinking about is Mr. Krabs' dreams and like SpongeBob going into everybody's different dreams. Like when they jump into the bath. Like that's what it would be like.
Cool. Yeah.
Remember the nightmare I told you guys about? I've brought it up a couple times over the past few years, but like I was getting this a few times every few months where like my dad is like actively trying to murder me in like this big haunted mansion looking type thing.
Right.
But like my dad, my father, who I'm like not scared of, there's nothing he's done to me that's like, you know, he hasn't traumatized me in any way. Like, but for me to look across this mansion where like from window to window, you know, those houses that are like wrap around, you see window to window, him like with a knife, why is my brain doing that in my head when like I don't see my dad as scary, but like it's doing this to me
because it's just rapidly firing all the neurons of like things that you experience throughout the day.
It's so
you probably watched a scary movie, you may have had a conversation with your dad, and it takes
Mix
those
it all together.
Two elements and it puts it into one.
But a dream analyst would be like, that's because you feel like your father, you're not living up to the expectations of what he wants for you,
and it happened.
So subconsciously what you're doing is you're trying to kill your ego.
Yes.
It's like, okay.
Okay.
Or you just had a weird ass dream.
Yeah.
Or just, yeah.
So anyway.
I want to say it before I forgot it because you know how dreams are. Remember the Billie Eilish one where I caught her drunk driving? That was crazy. And like, I was actively doing my best to like help her.
Mm-hmm.
But someone brought that up somewhere. They're like, Zane, that's really weird that you had that dream with her because she actually, in this music video, this happens, and you had this in your dream. Someone did a whole paragraph, and I saw it, and
the
I was like, "Whoa,
is
weird!"
Just recreating your dream as the storyline.
Oh, damn! Yeah, there is that music video where she kind of drives into the ocean.
Yes,
with Phineas. I got it. My head was underwater.
I think I am Mother God.
Maybe.
What's that lady's name in that documentary? The crazy
one? Mother God.
Mother God.
Yeah.
Father God.
Mother God.
Well, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Did everybody call their mom yesterday?
Yeah.
Sure did.
Good. Well, yesterday would be a month later. Okay, well.
Here we go.
We'll scroll the intro.
It's coffee time, baby.
Let's go. No. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And welcome back to another episode. Thank you so much for taking the time to click on that episode on Spotify or click that episode on YouTube.
Make sure to smash that like button.
Yeah, smash that subscribe button. You know, smash that Instagram follow button on all of our pages. And smash that... the comment button.
There we go.
If you're listening or if you're watching right now, comment the eye emoji.
Zane trying to drive engagement.
Yeah.
Alicia Tommy.
Well, is that good to have the eye emoji? Does that really help engagement?
No. Alicia will always say comments. On her videos, she'll be like, if you guys see...
If
you made it to this point, comment this emoji.
Okay.
Just very influencer.
To keep it going.
Before we continue the episode, this episode is always sponsored by the best energy drink in the entire world, Accelerator. Right. Add in thunder.
Explosions.
Yeah, explosions. Thunder. Because that's how it makes you feel when you drink one of these cans, baby.
That's right. You're going to get sustained energy and you're going to boost that metabolism all in one little can, baby.
Not only is this the best go-go juice before a workout, just if you need a pick-me-up throughout the day, if you don't want to drink one night when you're going out with your friends,
yep.
You pop in one of these. It's literally like drinking with your friends.
It's like lightning in a can.
Exactly. And not only that, my favorite part is only got 10 calories per can. It's healthy.
My favorite part is the flavors, baby. They are so good, each and every one of them.
They got two new flavors, Tropical Punch and Cherry Ice Pop. Baby, Cherry Ice Pop is my favorite flavor. You see me drinking one of these every single episode, and you guys really need to try it. It's like been our go-go juice for the past 8 months. You guys, you see us drink it every single episode, and you guys need to try it. Make sure to go to the link in our description to get yourself a pack.
That's right, baby. Accelerator, thank you so much for just keeping us going. Honestly, keeping this podcast alive.
Thank you, baby. Cheers, baby. Let's get this episode going, baby. Accelerator, we love you. Now back to the episode.
All right.
How's everybody feeling today? We feeling good? Feeling Everyone got real, good enough sleep last
feeling
night?
Real good.
Yeah, pretty well rested.
That's good.
Yeah. Made it to the gym. Happy about that.
Do you work out still every day?
Every day? Oh, I would say 4 to 5 days a week.
That's good.
Try to get it in.
Good.
Get that pump in.
Are you still as strong as you've...
No. Well, because I was like sick for a while. I couldn't work out like all the week. And you got summer coming up. You need to get that summer bod going on. Just a little bit of...
Is winter when like you could like really fluff up and like, you know, you're kind of hidden?
But people say summer bodies are made in winter. So I don't know.
Got it.
I think it's just now it's getting down to like crunch time and realizing you have so much travel.
Literally.
And like you're not going to like work out as much when you travel, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. We've been we're doing a lot of recording these past couple weeks because we all are out of town for a good amount of time.
We're recording this episode kind of weeks in advance.
Weeks.
So if there's just some hot new pop culture topics that we are not covering, just understand 4 weeks in advance. But you know what is big in pop culture right now? Everyone's talking about Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber.
Our
preggers.
Yes.
They're with child. Can
they're,
you believe
they're
it?
They're bearing child.
They're bearing child. What do we think?
Is that a big deal?
Yeah.
I feel like it's...
I think it's like a pretty iconic couple that's close to our age that everyone has been.
Because you think of like the legacy that's going to live on.
It should have happened a long time ago. Yeah, no, but how long have they been married?
He's sick. Like it's like
and he's busy.
They have health issues. You can't get pregnant like that.
I can. my day game.
Watch me.
Do we think a boy or a girl?
I feel like it's going to be a girl, but I want them to have a boy.
I just picture, like, I already see it in my head, like, the baby Bieber at 4 years old, like, singing, and everybody's going to be like, he's just like his dad. Yeah.
You see that?
Do you think Justin Bieber would want his kid to become a singer or, like, pursue a passion somewhere else? Or, like, maybe would want him just to have a normal childhood and not have, like, the crazy schedule that he had growing up?
I think he'd have a normal childhood, but I think he'd showcase. This kid's obviously going to be talented in some way, so I think he's going to have fun, like, showing off a little bit of what his kid can do, but not be, like, I don't think they're going to be stage parents. I feel like they're more reserved.
I think Justin's going to be, like, he's going to kind of fall off
pull himself back from the public eye.
I can see him pulling himself back a lot and just, like, focusing on family.
He's going to be gone for like 10, 15 years. Boom. Random album drop.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like...
All about the baby. Talking about love and family and how important family is.
And that's what Chance the Rapper did, and it didn't go too well with
him. You see, people don't want to hear about that, huh? People want to hear like about heartbreak. Yeah. And
drugs. And
just negative. Like, that's what people like to listen to. Negative stuff.
Yeah, people want acid rap.
Do you think, though, Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber will name their kid like... a quirky name, or do you think they're going to be like very traditional? You know, they go to church a lot. Maybe they're going to go a little biblical with it.
Ezekiel.
Or it could be like just Joseph. Or
I think they're not going to go the route of like the weird names.
I think it'll be like Jedediah.
Jedediah. Jedediah. Oh, we're going we're going Amish here.
We're going Duggar.
Wow.
Or they might like, what if it's like Toronto? Because isn't he from like Canada?
Or like Maple.
Yeah.
Or Aubrey Kendrick.
Chapel.
Aubrey and Kendrick.
What was your girl name supposed to be, Heath? Like if you were a girl? Have they ever talked about this?
I don't know if I was good. I don't think they planned a girl name for me.
Oh, they didn't? They're not even just one in like the back pocket?
I feel like they just knew I was going to be.
He was Micah or Logan.
Micah or Logan, but they
Micah could be a girl's name.
Micah.
Mikayla.
Micah's cool.
Mikayla.
Mika.
Mika.
Mishka.
Mishka.
Mikael Myers.
Mikael Myers. Didn't have a girl name.
And Tame, did you have a girl name?
We've never discussed that.
Oh, I bet she does. I bet if you texted her, she would have a name that she was probably already thinking for you.
I will ask her. Now that you brought that up, I saw on TikTok a few days ago of like there somebody was like presenting something that you should give to your parents for like Mother's Day or Father's Day or their birthday, anything. And it was the cutest thing, but it's pretty much like a journal, and on the front says like something about writing your life down. And
like one of those things where you ask your parents these important questions and they answer them.
It's like almost like a journal, and it's like, hey, Write about like
your first job,
your life.
Or
like you, yeah, you were born. Where'd you live for the first few years of your life? What was your first job? Who was your first boy? Like, but just write it all down, just so the sons or daughters can have that on them.
Yeah, that's so important.
And I thought it was really interesting because like I don't know much about my mom's like childhood or like any of that. I don't even know how my mom and dad met. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
oh, really? It's
I just like never, because they've been divorced most of my life. So like I don't like to ask them questions about their past because it could be like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Especially since it was a long time. And they're both like, I was still young when they both got remarried. So it was just like something I never wanted to tap into.
Right. My mom had a previous marriage too. Yeah. And that's always just such a wild chapter where I didn't know about it until I was like 10 or so because she never wanted to really bring it up. Mm-hmm. But just knowing, like, I wouldn't be born if it wasn't for my mom marrying this guy or divorcing him, exactly. You know? But it is interesting that your parents have had these chapters of their life that you kind of know nothing of.
Nothing of. And I never, it's not like I didn't care, but I just didn't feel comfortable asking ever. And so I feel like I'd want to give that to her so I can read it.
Yeah.
And that'll be like my first book that I've read in a long time.
I do think there's also like
here's
ones that are apps
write
as
an
well.
Essay.
Yeah, I don't think my mom
can you do some homework for me?
My mom would be so annoyed if she had to like
your mom would be like
she'd feel like she has to do it.
Actually, maybe that's a week long task.
Yeah, maybe that's not the best gift to give her. I just thought it was really cute.
And Mariah, for you, if you were a boy, did your Well, you have you brothers. Would it have boy. Been your brothers' names? Or
I was actually going to be Dino.
Dino? That's like your cat's name.
It is my cat's name.
Your name really would have been Dino with an O at the end, not Dean, but you would have gone by Dino, but really.
D-I-N-O.
D-I-O, like
Dean. Dean Martin was Dino.
D-I-N-O.
D-I-N-O.
I would have been Sarah.
Ew.
Sarah.
Sorry to all the Sarahs.
Yeah, there's so many Sarahs.
Wait,
now
why
I'm
did,
just picturing you as a Sarah.
Why does he look like a Sarah?
Sarah King.
Sarah with an H probably too. Yeah.
You can have so much fun with King, like the ING at the end. I feel like there's so many jokes you can do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like marking. You know
well,
what I mean?
Patricia also, her brother's name's Crawford, and then she was like loving the name Ford, like taking that half, and even like a girl named Ford. And I'm like, are you Ford King kidding me? Like it
oh,
sounds.
Oh, yeah, Ford King.
Ford King.
Yeah.
Ford King. But it does sound a little nice. I don't know.
Hmm.
Is Patty excited?
Patty, calling my wife Patty. I love it.
Patty.
Patty Flack. Yeah,
is,
my wife.
Is
won.
P.
Yeah, P. Patty. Is Patty excited to have her last name King?
Yes, I think she is. She has not changed the Instagram handle, but her like Instagram top name is now Patricia King. Yeah. I don't know if she wants.
I love short last names,
right?
Or like incredibly long.
Yeah, like if my wife's last name was shorter than mine, I'd probably want to take hers. Just right. Because I love short names, it's just cleaner. It's just nice.
Yeah, it's phonetically.
If something was easier than Hijazi, like a Sue or something. Like a...
Like Ong?
Ong, yeah. I'd be like, let's just take yours.
Did you hear about that one girl who's like, you know, an influencer and she married this like billionaire, like an heir to like a billionaire family.
Uh-huh.
And her name is like something Asblund or like Catherine Asblund or something. Asblund? It's like a very weirdly specific sounding last name. So she reached out to someone who had the handle like Catherine.Asblund or Catherine Asblund, the handle, and asked them if she could like buy their handle. And the person said, I'm sorry, no, you actually can't buy handles because that's illegal and I don't want my account to get banned. She goes, can you prove to me that this is actually your name? Because I don't believe it. I'm now married to like the Asblund family and we're the only family that has the name. And the girl was just like, nope, this is my last name. I'm not American, blah, blah, blah. And this girl just sounds like a spoiled fucking brat demanding to have this Instagram handle.
Is it just add Asblund or is
Catherine
it like
Asblund.
Catherine Asblund? Okay.
Because now that she's this billionaire family, she wants the handle to be tied to her name. And this girl who owned the account just screenshotted how crazy of this conversation is.
Is she like
and
an
put it out online. Wow. And this girl looks ridiculous now that all of these screenshots are out there.
Oh, no.
And how embarrassing, too, to like their billionaire family who's just like.
And she's just like.
This is the new girl making the Asblund family look.
That was how I got Zane.
Billionaire's wife, Catherine Asblund, allegedly bullies this girl who owns this Instagram account.
Oh, no.
And just the screenshots of the whole entire conversation is incredibly cringe. And like her TikTok name is like Lost Etiquette. Like, thinking that there's just a lost etiquette in the way of life. And girl, you've lost etiquette the way you were trying to like hit up this Instagram account. She goes, hi, I was wondering if I could purchase your username from you. Just got married and this is my new name. She goes, hi, congrats. That's my name too. I Googled it and selling my Instagram would get me banned. From Instagram. She goes, well, I purchased my username in the past, and actually that's not true. Celebs do it all the time, and they all have handles in their full name. So weird. Didn't know there was another Asblin family out there. There's no Catherine Asblin in our family.
I hate the way she's going about it.
She goes, this is my Finsta I use for private stories. I don't want to get banned. Sorry. She goes, actually, I don't believe that your name is actually Asblin. And she goes, you can report me. She goes, just did, and my fiance too. She goes, you're asking me to do something to get my account banned. I doubt Instagram would take that lightly. She goes, I'm asking you to change your username because you're pretending to be someone you're not. She goes, my name is Catherine. She goes, which is illegal.
What?
Oh my God.
She goes, nope, you asked to purchase my username, which is against Instagram rules. I just reported you. Boop, posted, shared it all out.
That's crazy.
You know, her husband is like, babe, what the fuck did you just do?
She would not take no for an answer. And it's such a long name, too. Just go get, like, Cat Asblin.
But do the dot at least in between. Do you need it to be, like, the full handle?
Yeah. She did.
It's great, though, I guess. Well, it's interesting now that, like, Instagram has cracked down on, like, buying and selling usernames. Because there was a time where that was, like, a whole market to be in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you owned cars, the Instagram cars, you could, like, sell that and trade it for, like...
It was like a URL for, like, websites.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Basically, and you could just curate the whole account. You were always the top one at the top, and you could make money off of it.
I think now you can't even get a handle that has only three letters in it. I think the max, or the least amount of letters you can have is four letters.
But unless you're tight with somebody.
Yeah, like J-Lo.
Is like, just J-Lo.
J-Lo, but, like, she... I think it... I think there's a certain time that they stop doing that. Like, it has to be at least four or five letters.
You just have to know who's the head of Instagram. I guess it's Zuckerberg. It's not Evan Spiegel's Snapchat. But like Allison Williams, though, that actress, she only has AW because she knows people.
Damn, that's sick. Two letters?
Yeah.
Mariah, what would your two letter handle be?
I want R.I.
R.I.
Rye.
It would be Ma. It's the Ma movie account.
Oh, yeah.
Ma.
I would do AI.
Oh, very good.
You're trying to get the tech world. You know, it's all about what's going
to
work.
I would love just to get Matt King, but I don't know. It's
why don't you DM them?
I should.
Well, no,
you should text, or you should text just like this girl did.
Send the exact messages.
Because I want him to screenshot and post it, and everyone's just like, oh my God, it's the same girl.
I'm just doing it word for word.
What's a crazy business too is people that build up accounts for like certain content and then they sell the account like because it like starts like generating money. And you can like sell it for like a flat rate as a business, basically.
That's crazy that people buy accounts like that. You're buying pretty much, it's going to be garbage by the time it gets to you because you're going to post something else and then you lose everybody. It's crazy that people think that buying an account means that those people are going to stay there. It's so crazy.
It is strange, but that's still illegal, right?
I believe so.
But it's happening all the time. Yeah. If you are just giving the email fully over and giving them the login... I guess lucratively,
they'll catch that. I feel like Instagram in their system, they see if there's a account that just changes out of nowhere, and then all these people are like either reporting or unfollowing it. Can't they like? Won't they just see? Oh, what was this account before? Like a few days ago, and see that it was like obviously just changed to Charmin Ultra.
Yeah,
from Lil Huddy to Charmin Ultra. They're gonna fucking see that.
Man, imagine getting caught with that though. Like everybody traces it back to your account. Like you're the one that sold it to Charmin.
If I were to sell my account to anybody, I think it'd be like.
There was one guy who had Royal Caribbean. I think he owned that, and Royal Caribbean was like we. Want this account badly. And he goes, well, what do you have? And then I think they gave him like free cruises for life
I want a cruise.
one cruise. No,
I want a ship.
Oh, man, if you had an airline though, that'd be nice.
Oh,
you just fly for free because you gave them the account. Boom.
Damn, that's nice.
Damn, we should have.
If only we knew that Instagram was going to become a social media platform more than a photo editing app.
All of them.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN.
But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
All of our names are next to each other at Saddle Ranch. You, me.
Yeah, I saw Dave, that.
All
yeah.
three of ours right next to each other.
Uh-huh.
It's really cool.
It's really
nice. I was just there on Saturday. I was on Saturday and all three.
I'm just waiting for the day that somebody just
chisels it off.
Chisels it off.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I just...
It'll happen.
I hope nobody does that.
No, they're really like glued in there, man. They would damage the bar.
Not as much as you think. Not as much as you think.
Actually come off quite easily.
Yeah.
Did you guys get the coin, though?
The sobriety coin?
No, the Saddle Ranch coin.
They're giving out coins now?
What's the coin?
Well, when I got my plaque, I got a certified like Saddle Ranch honorary member coin.
So what does it do?
He knew damn well we didn't get a coin. So where'd you guys put your coin? Do you keep it on you?
So what's this coin do?
There's a letter that comes with it. And from what I remember, because I got my plaque a couple months ago.
Yeah, we get it.
That the way I interpreted it, no matter what event is happening at the Saddle Ranch, so, you know, sometimes people will rent it out. It can be closed for an event, maybe an after party for a Western-themed movie.
Justin Bieber's baby shower.
We can still get in with our medals.
Wow.
Mariah, you think somebody put it up on Google Images?
You never know.
The Saddle Ranch
coin. Saddle Ranch coin plaque.
Yeah, what's that going up on eBay? I don't think any member has ever liked.
Well, Heath and I have the gold member card. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't know about the card. You earn points?
The card is whenever we go in, it's free food and free drinks.
Free food and beverages.
Whenever we go in.
And that's on a card or that's just like...
No, it's not an actual card. It's just like when you... if you were to go pay for something, you present the card and they go, oh, okay.
Actually, that does kind of happen when I'm there. I do now.
Okay, can we have one thing?
Can we have one thing that we lied about? Like, dude.
Well, I'm just like,
no, we don't have any special services.
They bring me chips and guac and fries.
They do.
Yeah, they do that for every customer.
That's free. Damn.
Cheesecake Factory gives us free bread every time we sit down.
Cheesecake Factory. Yeah, I love cheesecake. I was just talking about how I want to go back there.
The chocolate bread.
Are you guys fans of cheesecake?
Factory, or your ass dessert?
Sorry, Cheesecake Factory. Sorry, I say cheesecake as for short.
They're tight like that.
Yeah, we're tight.
Yeah, I love Cheesecake Factory.
We're on first
factory.
Name basis.
I just wish it wasn't like snuggled in like a mall.
I want
it standing alone so I can go whenever I want.
Right.
I love happy hour there. I love just like, I love the ambiance. I love just strolling through like, what's up, baby? What's up? It's just not a nice environment.
Yeah.
And I like to have my lunches there sometimes, you know? And I don't want to have to walk in a mall.
They're not all at the mall.
They are.
Most
in the mall.
Are in the LA area.
The ones here, yeah.
Well, there's one in Pasadena. 15
Baby, I'm
minutes.
I'm not going all the way to Pasadena.
He thinks it's so far. It's 15 minutes.
It's not 15 minutes. I want you to put Cheesecake Factory in your phone right now, Pasadena.
You gotta be waiting for like 45 minutes for a table.
Yeah, it's too much.
I need a reservation at Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
Because like when you're sitting there waiting, you're like, what am I doing? What am I doing with my life?
And what sucks is that there's like 60 people in the waiting room.
Yeah.
Like waiting with you. It's not like it's... You never feel like you're next.
Yeah, no.
There's just so... Everybody's just kind of...
I do wonder how what the food quality is there now after not going for a few years.
It's so amazing. Unbelievable.
It's an institution.
It's an institution.
You can take classes there.
Yes.
There's a study now where
it's
you can
go. It's an academy, man. There's also a Cheesecake Factory, I feel like, down in the marina. Is there not? Or maybe I'm thinking O down in Long Beach.
Have you guys been to City Walk recently? Like Universal City Walk? Have you seen the Chocolate Emporium?
Oh, yeah.
When like did they build that thing?
We've talked about this when they were building it.
Oh, really?
Like,
we talked about how the workers wear...
Like Willy Wonka, like the Oompa Loompas?
Like a chef outfit almost. And they like kind of steampunk too, right?
Yeah. Steampunk chocolatiers.
we were just there yesterday to watch a movie. What movie did we watch?
Fall Guy.
Very good.
I was just talking to Danielle and she said, y'all saw it.
Yeah, Fall Guy. Amazing. Amazing.
You liked it?
So fun.
Wait, the Chocolate Emporium or the movie?
The movie. We didn't go inside the Chocolate Emporium. We had to go to the movie. But the movie was really good. It was very fun.
Yeah.
It's it pretty much casts a light on stuntmen.
Oh, cool.
Really cool movie. Stuntman.
But it's a full comedy. It's like very
I wanted to be a stuntman when I was a kid so bad. For like a little bit. As a stuntman phase.
I texted Reed asking if he was in it, but he didn't respond.
Probably means he wasn't in it.
But you know what? There's actually less stuntmen in there than like other movies. So maybe not.
Because everybody in there was their own stuntman? Or because there wasn't enough stunts?
There wasn't enough, I think, stunts in there. Like, I think Mission Impossible has more stuntmen. Than this movie did.
Did you ever play that video game Stuntman on like PS2?
No, and it was
like
you're a really
car
familiar.
And you would set up cameras and like you were shooting a movie, but you had to like move the car in a way so it looked good on camera.
Cool. Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was kind of an okay video game, but the idea was really dope.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah, to be a stuntman though, just to get fucking like hit like all the time.
Oh, the I know you guys haven't seen it yet. Only me and Matt have. Baby Reindeer.
Yes,
so the crazy creepy stalker lady that was in the show.
This is the one where the guy plays himself.
Yes.
Okay.
So when the show came out, you know, it was a hit. Everybody was talking about it, especially since it was a true story and the actor that played in it is the actual person that happened to. So everybody is just online trying to find who these people are. The director.
This is what y'all watching.
You gotta see this movie. It's
they played themselves. This is the real
Matt, do you see that? What the fuck is that? Everybody wanted to see not only the real people, you know, the good people, but also the really fucked up people in the movie. They're like, we wanna find
Who's
them, we wanna
Martha?
Call them out.
Who's the
Who's
real Martha?
Martha? And okay. So there was like a couple people found like, I think this is her, but none of them were her. And then they found the tweets and they're like, guys, this is definitely her. It matched with the timeline of like when this happened to him.
And she's a notorious like misspeller, like sent from my iPhone. It's almost like she's dyslexic.
So
the way
what she does is that she doesn't have an iPhone, but on the bottom of her email, she'll say sent from iPhone. She'll like type it in
and misspell
to make it seem like she has an iPhone. But
got
like
it,
in person,
it.
She clearly doesn't have an iPhone. Like she's a crazy, crazy, what is it? A narcoleptic liar?
Falls asleep when they
like
a narcissist. Like,
every time she lies, she passes out.
A narcoleptic
liar.
Like,
have my curtains
like,
fixed.
Insane. It's like a new age Pinocchio. Every time she lies, she falls asleep.
A narcoleptic life. A narcissistic.
Yeah.
That was the funniest shit I've ever heard.
And obviously her character in the show, she's like very, like she wants, she's a huge attention seeker too.
Like sending 45 emails, hundreds and hundreds of texts,
just
thousands
to this
of
one
hours
person.
Of voicemail.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Pierce Morgan, once everybody found her, Pierce Morgan interviewed her on the show.
The real Martha.
Oh,
and
no way.
She's just like her.
Really?
Oh, dude. My God.
Oh, yeah. Crazy. Completely delusional. Still lying. Said that she's only met him like 3 times. And he's just like, we also have like thousands of voicemails. So like, you didn't leave any of these calls. And she's like, no, he's probably recording me at the bar.
Do you think he had video of her so he could show the actress? How was she able to do her so perfectly without, like, he had to have had footage of her.
Oh, for sure. I mean, he had all the voicemails, so she
I know the voicemails, but...
For sure. He probably still found the Facebook to show photos to get the casting people to cast somebody similar to her and the voicemails for, like, character study work. Absolutely.
And it was,
so
like,
good.
Spot on to what the character
Pretty
was.
Pretty spot on. Pretty spot on.
And she's just still lying, fully delusional, also kind of iconic at the same time, where it's like everyone's just like memeing it, using the audio. It's brilliant.
It's crazy how people take bad people like that, and there's just something about them where you just cannot hate them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Similar to the Robert Durst.
Similar to Robert Durst. Guys.
Real quick, We don't really watch much new stuff.
You don't watch anything, Heath.
And this is not that new. This has been out since like 2015.
I know. I can't believe this is the first I've heard about it. Zane told me the other day, he's like, out of all the shows I've recommended and told you to watch, you have to watch this one.
This is a true crime documentary that's on Max called The Jinx.
So Mariah and I watched it the other night, binged the entire first season. It was the craziest story I've ever heard in my life. I'm still like in shock from finishing the season finale of season one.
Just to kind of sell it to you guys, there is pretty much one scene in this entire documentary which makes the entire thing worth watching, where you're sitting there, you're like,
My jaw hit the floor.
And to give you guys context, Robert Durst is a man who is an heir to one of the wealthiest families that is part of like New York City. They own a shit ton of real estate.
Yeah.
And in the 70s, he was tied to the disappearance of his wife, believed to be murdered. He was also tied to two other murders that also happened. And he was managed to get away from it every single time. There is a movie called All Good Things that came out, I believe, in like the late maybe 2007, 2009 with Ryan Gosling and Kirsten Dunst. And the director, I think it's Robert Zemecki or something.
Yeah.
He made that movie to get the real life Robert Durst attention for him to reach out to get the full story.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what happens in the beginning of this true crime documentary.
Pretty much, yeah.
Is that they're able to interview the real Robert Durst and try to figure out how exactly he is tied to these three murders.
Wanted to clear his name.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't want people thinking, like he came on to be like to tell his side because he's like, I don't like what the media is like putting out about me, portraying me as like,
yeah,
I'd like to at least have people hear it from my own mouth rather than what people are saying about me. And you're like, oh wow, this is like really noble.
Like, it's like very rare for like a team to be able to get the actual person in suspect as a face for the entire doc. And this is like the first time you really see that. And it's just such a good crime documentary.
We don't want to give too much away, but if I think this might intrigue people to watch it, I'm just going to say this guy has done really bad things, but he is so lovable.
Mariah loves him.
Heath and I multiple times looked at each other and we were just like,
He's the sweetest thing in the world.
You gotta watch it because I think everybody will feel the same. People in the documentary felt the exact same way.
And that's how people saw like the serial killers, like
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy.
Yeah, it's like there's a certain charm.
But those are heartthrobs.
Yeah.
This guy isn't trying to charm.
He's a heartthrob. Look at him.
Damn.
Little cutie.
He wasn't portrayed as that. It's just, he comes off so innocent.
Mm-hmm. He's just a grandpa.
Oh man, love him.
And for the people who are listening and watching, you may be like, oh, but this has been around for like a long time. Why are they talking about this? The reason why there's been like a revival in people watching The Jinx is because they just came out with The Jinx Part 2, which is a follow-up on what all went down with the Robert Durst case post the documentary.
And there's a reason they came back.
Yeah, there's a reason they came back, which is seven years later. What crime doc has come out with a part 2 7 years later?
On such a cliffhanger.
I don't know any documentaries that this has happened to.
Yeah. Yes. Unbelievable.
Like, 100%.
Like, documentaries are, like, I respect people that make documentaries. There's, like, that whole world. I get it. But this just made me fall in love with the whole...
With Robert? Me too.
Because there's
documentaries.
Because the investigation happens within the documentary.
Yeah.
I hate the ones where, like... They're covering a case, but they're just drawing it out so long where you could have just read the Wikipedia page and fully understood like what was going on. Like there's nothing.
They got right to everything.
New.
The timeline was seamless.
And it's documented the entire time. Like you're in every single aspect of the show with the cameraman.
It's not even a full documentary. It's a documentary / movie. It's a movie. You're watching a movie in real time.
It felt like I was watching an episode of Catfish.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the vibe. I don't like the documentaries where they use like actors.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing everybody. Like this is. Like,
I will
real.
Say this is the first time I've seen Mariah stay up and not fall asleep and just
that says
she
not
was,
much, but
well, she also got hooked within the first 5 minutes because the wife was clearly from New York and had like a Staten Island accent and was just
I'm
like
Kathy.
The attitude.
Kathy. Yeah, she was nasty.
No, not
huh?
Kathy, the new
was
wife.
A nasty one.
Oh.
Like, you know who she reminds me of? Kathy Moriarty.
Moriarty?
I was thinking the same thing.
Okay, there's a lady that she's in the Casper movie.
Zane, how do you know who Catherine Moriarty? That is crazy. Right when you're saying it, I'm like, not talking about the Casper lady.
Yeah, the Casper lady. Like, yeah. That's the one. That's who. Like,
oh, what's this?
Yeah.
Oh, you want this? Go, go, go.
The whole time, that's who I'm like seeing is her. That whole time. So in my head, I was like, she's bad. 100% bad. Guilty. Because of Casper.
Fun fact about Catherine Moriarty. She's in Casper. For some strange reason, she's also a Casper Meets Wendy with Hilary Duff. She's one
Why?
Of she's a whole different character. She's one of Wendy's evil like stepmothers.
Why Casper would they do that?
I don't know. I was high as fuck watching Casper Meets Wendy, and I'm like, that's the woman from the first Casper.
That doesn't happen often.
No, it
you
doesn't.
Would think somebody in there would be like, hey, this we shouldn't do this.
Man,
but maybe
Casper.
They just loves her so much. She is good. She's great.
She's still alive.
That was a really good impression, by the way, of her and Casper.
Yo, what's this? Oh, I'm going to live forever. Huh? And then Eric Carle is in it. And he's like, yeah. You don't understand. Josh. We need to get the potion. Now we're going to.
Such a good movie.
Yeah.
You rewatch
and
that.
The set of Casper is also where they shot the Everybody music video. From Backstreet Boys.
No,
yeah. When they're all the monsters and they're like, everybody, yeah.
Oh, wow. And that's because of the Casper movie? Because
I think they were like, we need like a haunted set. They're like, well, we just shot Casper, so yeah. If you guys want to come use this set.
Get it for a couple more days.
I love that.
I love that chair that like goes around the house.
I love that house so much. My mom got me like a set that where you open it and it's the Casper house.
No
like,
way.
It shows the door. It shows like the door where like booby traps and all that in the house. I play with that for a little bit.
Casper gets dark, yeah. Though.
Oh, my God, that's it. Where? Ah, that's it!
Wow.
Oh, that was my favorite.
You had that?
Show it open. Show it open.
Oh, that's worth like $100 now, Zane.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Wow.
So, all right, you see the closet on the second floor?
Yes.
So that actually, like when you go in, it goes down all the way to the back of the house. Like it's like a booby trap or it's like an escape route to the back of the house.
Ooh.
Have you seen a Barbie dream house?
Yeah.
It'll blow your mind.
I didn't give a shit about that.
Casper ain't shit.
Yeah, no, I love that.
Catherine Moria.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Did you guys have like a fake kitchen when you were kids?
Of course.
No, never did.
I still don't understand it.
I would go to other kids' house where they had kitchens where I'd play it.
I had a fake backyard like shack, plastic shack house that had a kitchen like in it, but I didn't have like the Fisher Price one.
Where you had like a spatula and like a fake burger and like a fake.
There's a microwave, there's an oven.
Yeah, I blame my parents for not getting me that because now I can't cook. So I feel like if they got me that, I would have been able to.
They should have been teaching you young.
Did you have a workbench?
So I had a full blown like I'm not joking.
Oh, I feel it. I used to
full tool set, like
blade whole, saw, like
every skill saw, everything. And I remember bringing that around a lot. I used to go to all the soccer games with it.
But that was like the worst, is like you be playing on like a fake kitchen set and you're already hungry and you're like, I'm making myself like a fake grilled cheese.
I get Easy Bake Ovens. It's a toy and it's a treat.
Did that actually work?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why never did he make a boy Easy Bake Oven?
They did. Always,
but it was like bugs.
They're like, it was creepy crawly like gummies.
If the boys are going to be cooking, give them bugs.
Worms. Like,
can I just make myself a little treat?
Cupcake? I want to make it a pot cake.
God,
my cupcake had to be only for girls.
The toxic masculinity up in the toys of the 90s, man.
And they had to make it so like cute and it's...
Yeah, come on.
I had that, the creepy crawlers.
And that shit was chemicals burning, man. You need like, you need an N95 mask for that. We were probably inhaling stuff.
Just
that
red just... 40 everywhere.
Even the Easy Bake Oven, it was cooked with a light bulb.
Isn't that
insane?
That
was the heat.
It wasn't an oven.
Oh, yeah, because it wasn't connected to the heat.
It was a light bulb.
Did you have to like, how long was that cooked? Was it like an 45 hour?
45 minutes.
Like,
it was like a weekend.
How long did it actually take?
For a slumber party.
It was like a crock pot. Like,
oh my
dump
God.
It and leave it.
Make sure you leave that in for days.
This is the one
and
I
you
had.
Could only cook like one at a time. Yeah. So like your friend who came over, playtime was over, but like you had to go home. You never even got to enjoy the cookie.
I bet you parents, they would buy that and they would see how long it took. And you're like, damn, this is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Probably be open when the kids aren't around.
Have you heard about that new wave cutting a sandwich that's going kind of viral?
The Mercedes logo?
Yeah.
Oh, like a peace sign?
So, like, you know, the traditional ways are like you cut across, you cut diagonal, you cut it in half, or you do psycho mode where you just don't cut a sandwich at all. This one says to cut it in a Y formation.
Why?
Because you get, you get three different bites. You're kind of... catching things on like a different angle.
Okay.
People just think it's the move. It's a kind of a new way to spice up eating a sandwich.
I already know my favorite.
Guy on internet potentially just changed everything we know about cutting.
Shut
just
up.
Eat it.
Someone at BuzzFeed like, I gotta make
Meanwhile,
this
if you scroll down to my Instagram, I have a piano made out of my sandwich.
She does.
A piano made out of your sandwich.
I took like cold cut ingredients, like the bread and the cold cuts, and I made a grand piano.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
A grand piano. How big was it?
Like a full Steinway? Like
size of a sandwich.
When you're bored and poor.
Like you have all of the piano keys, like the black keys and everything.
I'll show you. What was your favorite ingredient household snack?
Ooh.
So
for example, if we wanted like some dessert, my mom would give us a handful of like chocolate chips.
Yeah, the chocolate morsels.
Yeah. Or ingredient household snack would be shredded cheese on top of Doritos in the microwave.
Yeah, Tostitos, we would do that.
Croutons.
Croutons.
Just croutons.
Did you not grow up
in an ingredient
household?
I used to do that all the time.
Ingredient households are households that like...
The strudel icing.
You didn't have fun stuff in your pantry growing up.
Yeah, you didn't have like bars that were done together for like a snack.
Yeah, we didn't have like the Pop-Tarts and like the fun snacks. We just had ingredients and you would make your own meal out of it.
We at least had Pop-Tarts.
No.
But we couldn't have it every day. It would only be like sometimes.
Our treat was like you go in, there was that yellow Toll House bag of chocolate morsels, and you just...
And that was it.
That was it. That's all you got.
You put it in a little Dixie cup.
Oh, like, you know what was a treat, though? We would take white bread, and you would put it in a toaster, pop that bitch out, put some butter, and then just... cinnamon sugar on top.
Yes.
My
mom would make like French toast, but it was that.
Zane.
A spoonful of peanut butter. Yes.
Ew.
What was it? Celery and peanut butter and a little bit of raisins, a little bug in a boat.
That's good. That's Anton Alaw.
Leah just,
Leah just named me
that and I've never heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
Zane,
you're saying ew, but the point is like we didn't have another option.
Yeah.
Like we didn't have like dessert in the house, so we would do chocolate chips or Ovaltine. Like I was just like, like anything.
Ovaltine.
Don't play victim. Wait, that was your mom being a bad mom.
You take like Ovaltine powder?
Yeah, I was bad. Like Zane with the condensed milk, I would sneak like a...
My mom was a Nesquik kind of lady.
Butter and
soup. Oh, we had that like...
But I was never allowed to have it.
That jug that was like this. It was like this shape. Like this tall.
And the bunnies on it.
And the whole lid pops off. That was
That's a Meemaw snack.
Butter and saltines.
No.
Yep. Yum.
I was upset when we're eating at restaurants. He does like impressions of like old ladies eating.
Eating. Like, so Joe's just grabbed the jelly and you put it on like a little cracker and just.
Just making a little something.
Oh, yes. Peanut butter and jelly on a cracker. We yes. do half and half.
Another one I used to do a lot, probably like every day when I got home. You know that that like can of cheese?
Oh, the
you like it was whip. It was like whipped cream cheese.
You know what I'm talking about? You eat that?
Cheese whiz.
Yeah. Ugh. And you like you, on a Ritz cracker, you tip it upside down and just and then it just like.
Yeah, it's the leaning, cheese whiz like that.
It's the best thing
it's
in the world.
The Leaning Tower of Cheese.
Leaning Tower of Cheese.
Woo woo. Smokey. Okay, goofy movie. If you know, you know.
The rumors are true.
Yes.
That's her piano. What
the That's amazing.
Oh, this is art. Hello, Cake Boss. Like, what?
You main-feeded that,
Wait,
too.
Are those gumdrops at the bottom or crackers?
They're old carrots.
Nice.
You know when carrots get, like, dust? Like they get ashy? Ashy.
Put this in the MoMA. For the people listening, Mariah has taken bread, crackers, and are those little bits of celery or,
yeah,
like-
we got celery. We got cheese as the keys. We got salami in the back doing the-
Is this, on pumper, is this on pumpernickel?
No, that's crust.
Well, and what's no? What's the green things?
Oh, no. You know what? Those are the ends of chives.
Oh.
You spend all that time doing this, but you won't post a TikTok.
In 2012? I think not.
Hey, Mariah, we're going to a party tonight. You want to come? Nah, I'm good.
I'm busy.
Busy.
Booked and busy.
It was a different time.
That was much more detailed than I thought it'd be. I thought it was going to be like a very crappy
Thank
piano.
You.
That deserves to be in a museum. I'm not gonna lie. You should blow it up, like make it really big, like a life size piano, and make it all out of those ingredients.
Oh. A real
and
piano
that should be your
bread.
Next project.
Pretty good.
A working one though.
Someone to buy it.
It needs to be tuned. You know, like piano to get a piano tuned.
She was watching way too much Food Network.
Did you make that as well?
Yeah.
Right. You should make logos God. For companies.
But it's all out of food.
Right. That should be like a charcuterie company.
Nothing else to do.
That could be like a good like edible arrangement like logo.
Yeah.
Or that could be like a charcuterie board company. Like we provide music and charcuterie boards.
Wow. Did you guys hear about Thomas Jefferson University? They just had their graduation's been going viral. Because
this lady is like, so what? It's a graduation.
So you know how a graduation works. Someone is on the podium and announcing all of the graduates' names before they walk across the stage and accept their diploma. Somebody who was in charge of reading out these graduates' names does a terrible job. Now, I think it's because they were given the pronunciation written version of their names, and this person did not know how to read the pronunciation. So let's just hear.
You just gotta
these
see
names.
It.
Okay.
Efuni Batista Santos.
And that was for Stephanie Batista Santos.
Jessica Lynn Bauer.
And that is for a girl named Jessica Lynn Bauer.
Jean Ju Brinon.
And that is for Sarah Virginia Brennan. And Thomas. Like, she got Thomas pronounced wrong. When this is Thomas Jefferson University.
I'm surprised that someone didn't replace her, like, immediately. Like, anybody else would have been better than this lady.
That's what I've been thinking.
Anybody else.
Because she did it for 30 minutes straight until someone was like, hold on, like, and took over.
Look at her face. Like, everybody's just...
It took that long for them to realize that...
She was mispronouncing
that
all of them.
There wasn't a single name that was read.
So some people are saying, oh, maybe she was given, like, the students had to phonetically write how to say their name, or they were given, you know how, like, you know when you look into a dictionary, then in parentheses after it, they have all of the phonetic spelling of it, which is a very complicated thing
to do. Yeah, I wouldn't
it's
even.
Harder to do that than it is to just try to sound it out, right?
And this woman just went on for 30 minutes butchering these kids' names.
If I was her, I'd have been like, on the mic, I'd have been like, I'm so sorry. Somebody do something.
But if not, I was her, I would have been like, I didn't say a single name in the last 30 minutes. There's no way.
And at least, like, I want to know, did they have it at least fully written, spelled out, like, the original name?
Yeah,
or was she just
not
looking at the phonetic column? Because I think the woman who comes up 30 minutes later, she nails all of them.
Yeah.
So
you know, she, you know, after, like, 30 minutes, she was just like,
these names are funny, huh?
Yeah.
just.
I'm like, no, I got this. I'm like,
yeah, I got it. She's like, we're very diverse this year. She thought she was doing, like, damn, everyone a favor.
I mean, that's funny. I mean, the kids got to graduate with a little entertainment.
Their names right.
I got it.
Yo, it was cringe, man.
That's so funny. And all of them just smirking as they're walking up. I'd have been,
honestly, it would have been exciting. I feel like,
I'd have been,
yo, don't say anything.
I'd have
I would
want to
hear what they would do for mine. You know what I mean? I'd be like, don't say nothing.
He hot.
Damn, that's really funny. Wow.
What does that APC thing do? What is that?
Power bank, just in case the
power goes
so
out.
Lose the
gotcha.
Footage.
I just look at it every time I'm here, and I've never known what
the
it
world
is.
Ends, but our podcast keeps going because we have the box.
Just in case.
That'd be pretty nice, huh? The world collapsing, and we're just able to still finish
for just a couple more
just a
hours.
Couple more hours.
Keep it going.
How Nothing much, stops
how,
us.
I wonder how much a backup generator is for, like, a home.
Like, to power your full home?
Yeah. Like, I know, like, some really, really nice-ass, like, houses have backup generators. Like, you got to be, like...
Big ones?
Mansions. Oh, like, mansions that are, like, $20 million. Like,
oh. Those. How, like, you're asking for how much or how long?
Just, I've known that they have backup generators. So, if, like, any... If your whole neighborhood loses power, but you have a backup generator...
Yeah.
But I just don't know how
Here
much
we go.
That is.
Looks like we're between 6,000 to about 42,000.
Wow.
Damn. I bet.
And
I
how
bet
long?
Even
and how
bigger.
Long does that run for? Like, obviously, you're not going to want to have all your shit on in the house because that's just going to take up all the energy.
Well, I think it's maybe gas powered. So as long as you have fuel for it, because a generator, how does a generator have power? I mean, it's a battery.
It just stores it in there, right? You plug it in. You plug it in the wall, and it's like taking it in, and then if as it's when once it fills up, it's filled up.
I don't know, but
right?
I know
generators
have to require fuel.
I know there's like portable generators. Like my dad has like a portable one that's like powered by gas.
Yeah.
The regular size one, though, right?
Like, the
one
that's like,
yeah.
That's that.
The one that'll kill. The one that'll kill you. Shit.
Yeah.
Did you ever have like a one of those like air pumpers, but it was like electric as a kid? Like you would fill up your tires with it, but it was electric and it was so fucking loud.
Yeah.
That shit scared the shit out of me.
Oh, it's like the little box.
Like I have one at the house.
Oh yeah, those are they still loud as fuck?
The air compressors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, they just used to scare me as a kid.
Now that you say that, I need to fill up my tires. I've been driving on it with like low pressure for the past 2.5 months.
No.
I don't like to take care of my car, do I?
That's crazy.
I remember when my car got towed. Did I tell you my car got towed like 2 months ago?
No. Well, no. What?
And guess what's still in his car today?
The boot?
What they write
the
on
the numbers that they write
the
on
boot?
The windshield.
The what boot. They write on the windshield?
Like it's still
and
on
the sticker.
It's still on there.
Where did you get it towed? Where did it happen?
I had to go for a shoot like 2 months ago at this like building in downtown. Just
right.
Horrible. It's so hard to find parking there. So I found this parking lot right next to it and I thought I'd be good. I mean, I was definitely risking it because it did have a big ass sign that said that like we will tow your car, but I've been getting like kind of good luck with that. So I remember like parking there. I'm just like, I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I've been good.
Right.
And I went in 2 hours later, gone.
2 hours later? Damn.
Well, yeah.
Downtown LA, they don't fuck
they
around.
They don't fuck
That's
around.
How they make a lot of their money.
And
yeah, dude, but you usually look at it, you're like, there's no way somebody's going to call for them to get somebody out.
Someone's
here
on security camera footage and they're like, oh, he didn't pay. Tow it.
No, it wasn't paid. There's no, like, there was nowhere to pay. If there was somewhere to pay, I would have paid it. It was
you just weren't allowed.
Allowed to park there because I couldn't find parking anywhere. Even paid parking. I couldn't find paid parking anywhere. They only had meters, which were all taken like on the street.
Yeah.
Think so, cost like, me of Uber because then like back then
it
like,
was downtown.
Towed,
I just didn't like I didn't think to Uber.
Then how far away did they take your car?
Ooh!
That's the worst.
25 minutes away, the other way of
like
home,
East LA.
Home, and I was like, oh my god! So I had to Uber all the way to the east, and then I get there and cash only, cash only.
That's what they do.
And I'm like, I don't care.
And then they have the ATM set up with a 15% interest in there. They're like, we have an ATM inside.
They didn't have 15%.
They didn't have an ATM around there.
Oh, that's what I would do.
They didn't have an ATM. So you know what I did? There's a room of like six people in there and everyone's upset. We're all pissed, right? Everyone's just like in a mood. And as soon as they're like, I waited like 15 minutes to get help. And once I got there, it was like, only cash. I'm like, do you guys take Venmo? Literally anything else. They're like, no, sorry, we don't. And I was like, okay. And I looked around. I was like, no one is going to give me $400 of cash. Like, there's just no way. It's like, nobody just has that money. And I look at the room again. I'm like, hi, everyone. I will pay.
You did not. I want to see the security cam footage of saying
it. I was like, businessman. It's like, what will entice them to immediately pay for my ticket? And I go, hi, everyone. If anybody has extra $400, I will pay 15% of your.
No, you didn't.
Of your.
Hold on, $400 for a 2-hour
zone? I had no choice. There was no ATM around, and I didn't have cash.
No, he said it was the price for being illegally parked somewhere. They charged you $400.
Wow.
Oh, I feel bad. I feel bad for people who have no money. Like, awful. That is.
So I wanted to make it worth someone's.
While.
Just.
Or what?
Yeah. Just
convenience.
Worth someone's convenience. And immediately a guy goes, I got it.
Wow.
And he pulls up because I asked the first time, nobody said anything.
Wait, and so what was the incentive?
15% of their ticket.
Oh, you'll pay for 50%.
15%.
He goes, well, I was illegally parked for 2 weeks. You're like,
well, my ticket was $5,000.
I think it came out to like $30 or something. It was like $30, $40, something like that. And I was just like, thank you so much. And I like Venmo'd him. But my Venmo wasn't going through.
Oh. No.
Right? But he already paid it, right? And I was just like, look, dude, I promise I will pay for you. There's something wrong with my account. Something was wrong with my Venmo account. It's like, I will Venmo you, I promise. And he just let me go. And then.
That was really
nice. And then 2 days later, I sent him a little bit of extra. Like, I'm so sorry for it being
late.
Wait,
he let you walk away and you.
Yeah.
His name? Robert Dunst.
Durst. He was the sweetest old man. That was him.
Robert Dunst. Zane, that's actually crazy that you never told us that.
Yeah, that's wild.
I think I was a little embarrassed too, because like it's embarrassing to have your
car. Getting your car towed just sucks.
It is embarrassing, but that was really nice of that guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was really nice of him.
But the people who work there, they're like smoking behind like the plexiglass.
They know what they're doing.
And it's, you realize it's like a private company too. Like the money isn't even like going to the city. It's just someone else's business.
No, it has to be. Because those are private.
Those are private lots and it's a private business, and they cut a deal to where the lot can also profit off the people getting towed. Yeah. And so it's a whole fucking like.
My favorite thing to watch though is people that would do anything to get out of like a boot.
Yeah. Like ruin their car. Like ruin
their
car.
Car getting repoed. Dude, go one night, just search it up. People that are trying to get their car off of a repo truck,
yeah,
it's being towed. They're jumping into it and they're smashing the gas, and it's just like, and then it's going sideways,
causing thousands of dollars of damage. Like them not realizing that $400 ticket, it's much cheaper than what you're doing to your
car
right now.
Well, first of all, your car's getting repoed, but then they're totaling their car in the process of trying to get it off, which is hurting them even more.
It's funny because it's a private company, so like legally you can't like
be responsible for damages as
repo
well.
Repo is the bank. Bank's not getting their money. They send the repo to come get their shit.
But the bank hires the repo company too.
Oh,
right?
The bank hires the repo?
Yeah, because the bank owns the car until you finish paying it off and you get your. Like
legally,
yeah,
got it.
I want to see someone like repo a boat.
They like, do that too, right?
Do they just like take it off your dock and then they tow it to another marina?
That would be a lot easier.
I
think
it's a lot easier to tow a boat.
All you gotta do is go up to the rope.
Yeah,
and you just come up and just cut it. Like, sorry, my boat.
Yeah, that's a lot easier.
What a cool job, too. Honestly,
it's dangerous.
You're committing thievery, but. Legally.
Yeah.
You're stealing people's property.
And you have like a sense of power. You're like, nah, take it up with the state. Sorry, take it up with the bank.
But it's crazy too, because they're kind of like a private eye and they wait for the right time to go in there and repo it.
Yeah.
Like they follow you. They wait until you like get out.
Oh, so the car that escaped, they will go back and find him and take his car again?
Yeah, I mean, they have to repossess it again. But just like leading up to the car getting repoed, like they're like watching you like a PI. Wait until you go home. Wait until you leave. They know your schedule.
They're from your garage. Push.
It's time.
I would love to be a private investigator.
Dude, watching the Jinx, I'm like... I'm with you. I need to solve like a crime. Yeah.
Yeah. Look up some cold cases in your hometown. Mm. Try to find them, man. Fascinating.
There's a couple of people that like went missing, I feel like, in our...
Probably. It's Florida, baby.
There was a couple. Remember a couple that like, just went missing and everyone's like, where the fuck did he go? Like, yeah. We're missing. And just nobody ever found him.
Tune in next week.
Yeah.
All right. Let's close it out.
We're going to close it out.
All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. We love you so much. Make sure to check out the Patreon as well, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We post a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every single month.
Unwinds.
We also keep these cameras rolling even after the episode ends. You get a bonus extended cut version of this all on patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
We post these episodes every week, audio form on Mondays on all the podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
All right, Unwinders, we'll see you in a second.
Love you.
Peace.
Ciao.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.